The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
This week on the Breakup Breakdown.
I had just like a really bad gut feeling, like I wanted to throw up all day. I decided to download Tinder and pay for the premium, put my location to the address that he was at, and like I found him instantly. That's when I took a screenshot of it and I posted it on my Instagram and I tagged him. I was being dramatic, maybe.
When you find your boyfriend's Tinder account in another city, I feel like you're allowed to be a little dramatic. Is that just me? Hey, what's up? It's Abby from the Breakup Breakdown. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. Have you ever been following someone on social media for a while and you've kind of picked up on the fact that, you know, they're in a relationship and in a weird way, you're kind of invested because you see it all the time. And then all of a sudden you notice they stop posting or they start being a little cryptic about their relationship. That's how this podcast got started. People started submitting their tips about people they think had gone through a breakup. And then I started investigating. But we also investigate into things like TikToks where you want to know more about a relationship that they talked about. You didn't get the full details in the little 60-second TikTok video, or people even come on and tell their own breakup stories. You know we love a good breakup story and hearing the lessons along the way. So if you've got a suggestion for the podcast, you can go to the episode description and you'll find a submission form link there. And as always, if there's a certain part of the interview that you want to jump to, you can find timestamps in the episode description as well. Hey, Heartbreakers, welcome back to another episode of the Breakup Breakdown. Always appreciate you tuning in. So this week we've got a submission where someone said they used Tinder's premium features to scout out their ex's profile. But before we get into that, every week we give a shout out to a different domestic violence shelter throughout the country just to raise more awareness. If you want to get involved in your community or if you feel called to like donate or give some resources, you can do that as well. This week we're giving a shout out to Alternative House in Lowell, Georgia. They have an emergency shelter, affordable housing for victims, and also a 24-hour hotline, safety planning, legal advocacy, support groups, domestic violence counseling, relocation support, and so much more. It sounds like they're doing some really great work in their community. So if you want to learn more about their organization, you can check out all those details in the episode description. This is the final episode that I can let you know about the Breakup Breakdown Live podcast that's going down this weekend. So if you're tuning in the day that this episode comes out, it's in a couple of days, May 11th, the live Breakup Breakdown podcast at the Painted Horse Winery. I am so excited. Somebody that I work with here at the radio station in Atlanta is coming on to tell their breakup story where they say they were catfished for 8 years. I know it sounds crazy. I know it sounds funky, but I promise you, even though the story is wild, I really do feel like everybody is going to be able to see themselves in this story. It fits so well into other stories that we've had where, yes, it's crazy. Yes, it's wild. But honestly, I feel like it's really relatable. So come on out, drink some wine, listen to all the hot goss, and you're also going to get the opportunity to ask questions in real time, which I think is going to make it so much more fun and maybe even a little messy. I don't know. It's going to be a really wild time. So if you want to get tickets, they're $20 and they're in the episode description. So hope to see you there. Okay, so this week's submission came from a viral TikTok that I got tagged in like a million times. What I loved about it is that it was basically like a very common breakup breakdown submission that I get, except I had visuals. So it was this girl talking about her breakup and the in Instagram post that she put out when she found out that her boyfriend was cheating on her. So the first photo that she shows is a beautiful photo of like her and her boyfriend on the beach or something. It looks like a gorgeous day out. And then she flips to show his Tinder profile. And she talks about how she felt like a bad bitch when she posted it, but then was immediately a sad bitch.
This was such a fun day, an unhinged day on Instagram for me. This was the day I found out that my ex was cheating on me. So I made an Instagram post about it for everyone to see. And so I could announce the news that I had just found 30 seconds prior to posting this. Swipe to see what giving the nice guy who could give you the world a chance looks like. If you know, you know. She had an attitude and she was a bad bitch that day. And I miss her. Let me show you the other part. I just knew something was off. After that day at work for me, I went home. I downloaded Tinder. I paid for premium and I put my location to exactly where he was. And within like the first 2 minutes, here he was. This was the profile. This was an unhinged day. I miss who I was this day. I was a bad bitch that day. After that, I was a sad bitch.
So with that post, I really feel like we got to be like one of her followers. We saw the post. We saw the mic drop moment where she was like, yeah, don't give a nice guy a chance. And here's why. And obviously everybody's going to be very interested in what went on in their relationship. Like if you typically see her post or see her out and about with this guy and they look like a very lovey-dovey couple, they've been together for a couple of years, and then all of a sudden you see he's doing something shady, you're going to want to hear more about it, because I know I did. If you've listened to this podcast long enough, you know that there's always some kind of red flag that comes up before the actual infidelity or altercation that leads to a breakup. There's always something, and I'm always dying to know what it is so that we can recognize it in our own relationships and then GTFO when it happens to us. So let's get more details on this story when we break down this week's breakup.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I met my ex at a house party. I was a sophomore in college. He didn't go to college. He had told me that he just came into town from South Carolina. He just moved back home. And I liked him, honestly, because he was the only white boy at the party. And we bonded over the, what's it called? The jungle juice bowl. And we were like picking fruit out of there and eating it in front of like people just were coming up and taking drinks. And we were just in the bowl eating fruit out of it. But we were bonding over like our common interests of like traveling. There was another party. So we went to that one. And then after that, he got my number. And then probably a couple of days later, we went on a first date. And I was kind of iffy. I'm like, I don't know if I really like this guy. I don't know if we really have a lot in common, or there was like no really like chemistry, but he was really nice. So I decided to like just give it a shot. And the date was nice. It was just a nice date. So I decided to keep it going. And it wasn't until the first month I was like, okay, I don't really think it's going to go anywhere. I don't feel like sparks or whatever. So I broke up with him, and then we didn't talk. And then I was single. And then I realized I didn't want to be single. I was like, okay, well, he was a nice guy. And maybe I didn't feel the butterflies, because that was like a good sign. Like, I feel like if you feel the butterflies maybe that's like a red flag, which is what I had always felt before. So with this one, I didn't feel that. So I was like, okay, maybe like this is a sign I should maybe give it a shot. So we got back together. I just couldn't see myself with him long term. And then it wasn't until like the 6 month mark, I was like, okay, I can't keep this going. But he really wanted to try. So he kind of begged at one point to like not break up with him. This was the point where he was getting up to go to work. It was like 5 a.m. I thought he was going to like come to my side of the bed and like kiss me and then go to work, which is what he did before. And I realized he came over to my side. He took my phone and went to the bathroom. And he was like in the bathroom for like 30 minutes, like looking through my phone. And I was just pretending to be asleep. I guess I didn't have anything to hide. Like he was really self-conscious, like that I was talking to other people, but I really wasn't. And so when he came back and put my phone back and he left, I texted him immediately and I said, we're obviously done. I was awake during the whole time you were in the bathroom with my phone. And he just immediately started apologizing, saying like, we can work this out. Like, I didn't mean to blah, blah, blah. Later that day, when he gets off work, he comes over and I had already had my mind like made up. I was going to break up with him for good. And he cried and begged for me not to break up with him and that like we could work this out. And I felt bad. I felt bad watching him like on his knees crying. I'm like, okay.
He's physically on his knees.
He was physically on his knees. I was laying down on my bed watching TV, not a care in the world. He comes in and he's like pacing back and forth, like trying to talk. And I'm just so like out of it. I'm like, I'm breaking up with him. Like he's not my boyfriend anymore. And he comes to my side of the bed and he physically gets on his knees and he's like, don't do this. Like we can work this out. I've never met anyone like you, blah, blah, blah. And then he started like shedding some tears and then I felt bad. So I stayed with him. And at that point I knew like I wasn't going to break up with him again. I was like, okay, this is just going to be the guy that I like work on problems with like forever. And I don't think that's like, some people will think that's like a crazy idea that we were like too young to be like that serious, but like people meet in high school and get married and like people from like way younger meet and people meet in college and get married. So I didn't think that was like a crazy thought. Like I just was like, okay, this is the guy I'm gonna just like work on things forever with.
How old are you at this point? What age range are you guys?
I met him when I was 19.
Okay.
Maybe I had just turned 19 and he was 21. And so the ages when we broke up, I was like about to turn 21 and he was 22.
Okay. So you guys are like young, young.
Yeah. We were really young. Yeah.
So 6 months into the relationship, you're kind of like, I just really don't feel like this is going anywhere. And he clearly thinks that he's going to spend the rest of his life with you because he's like begging you on his hands and knees. What do you think it was about you that made him so dependent to the point where it really didn't seem like he was giving you the option to let you break up with him?
This is going to sound really mean, but I feel like I was like probably the better girlfriend that he had like ever had. I don't know.
Okay, so you were out of his league objectively.
Yes. That's what I'm going to stick with.
Okay. Talk to me about like when the actual final breakup starts to happen. Like what's the first thing that happens to kind of set everything off?
We're just like constantly fighting. Throughout the whole relationship, he would always just kind of make these small jokes like, oh, you are like, you have hoes, like you're talking to people on the side, when in reality, like once I was like locked in, like that's going to be my man, I really didn't think about any other person. And he just kind of thought that I was someone that had a lot of people to talk to. And so I think he felt really self-conscious that that was like an idea in his head. And so he would always make those jabs at me. And looking back on it, I feel like that was projecting on his part. Like he was probably the one like talking to people during the relationship and it wasn't me. So that went on pretty much like the whole entire relationship. Then about a year later is when he wants to go rafting in South Carolina. And the summer before he had also gone the summer before to South Carolina, and I went to Greece with my mom and sister. And at that point, a Greek man asked me out on a date when I was there. And I said no, because I was with him and I was really loyal. So then the next summer he goes to South Carolina and I'm still here. And I just have like a pit in my stomach one day and he's not really texting me at all. He wasn't really texting me at all during his like trip. which I thought was kind of weird. He would just always say, oh, I'm busy. I'm out on the water all day. Like, I don't have my phone on me. And so I kind of was like, okay, that kind of makes sense. Like, you don't have your phone on the boat with you. And then it just like turned into like the weekends, he wouldn't really like reach out that much. So I knew something was going on. And then one day at work, I had just like a really bad gut feeling. Like, I wanted to throw up all day. At one point I thought I was pregnant. So I like asked the nurses, like, can you get me a pregnancy test from like the stock room? But they didn't. I was being dramatic, maybe. So they didn't give me one. But when I went home, I decided to download Tinder and pay for the premium because we didn't have mutual friends. So it's not like I could like reach out to anyone and be like, can you like tell me the truth? Like, is he like cheating on me? So I downloaded it. I paid for the premium and I put my location to the address that he was at. And like, I found him instantly. And like, he put it all out there, like his Snapchat, what he likes to do. What he put spicy food in his bio. I don't know what the purpose of that was, but he had like pictures that were really recent that he had sent to me, a shirt that I bought for him that he was wearing. It just like, it was really weird to see it in the moment. Like, I was like, wow, like my gut feeling was leading me to something. So that's when I found out he was cheating. And that's when I took a screenshot of it and I posted it on my Instagram and I tagged him. And right after he saw that, he blocked me and he never spoke to me again. So like, he didn't have the courage to even like fess up or anything. So that's when I messaged his mom on Instagram and I said, I know you've unfollowed me even though your son cheated on me, but can I have your address so I can send his stuff back? She sends me the address. She says, I unfollowed you because I see you're a hurt young woman and one hurtful post leads to another. There's three sides to every story, his side, your side, and my side. And you need to talk to him about it. But the whole reason I even reached out. Yeah. Well, my side. So my side, his side, and the truth was then she just kind of defended her son. And then it was a goodbye. And then I never talked to anyone from his family again or him. So then I was just moving on, accepted that I was never going to talk to him again. And he shows up at my door 3 months later. So when the season was over in South Carolina, he comes back home. He shows up at my door and he wants to explain everything. And I let him explain because I mean, I never got the explanation and I never got an apology. So I let him explain his side. And he said that he never hooked up with anyone. He never met up with anyone on Tinder. So he never cheated on me. So I was dumb enough to believe that. I was really hurt. And at that point, I didn't want to start over with anyone new. I just kind of believed like all of the things, like, I'm never going to find anyone again, like all of that stuff. So it was the easy option for me. I just kind of chose that to work on it. And it was a miserable couple weeks together. We just were fighting like way more than we even were together. So it obviously didn't work out. And when I posted that video, a girl reached out and she said that she was with him during the summer before he left. So he was cheating on me. And I didn't know about that part until a couple of days ago. So I don't know even how far back that went. So him kind of making those jabs that I was talking to other people, however far back that went, I feel like that's when he probably was doing some sketchy stuff.
Wait, how is he justifying him being on Tinder? Like, what's his explanation? Like, oh, even though I didn't sleep with anybody or go on any dates, like, this is why I did it.
He said because we had been fighting so much that he didn't feel like an emotional connection with me and he couldn't talk to me. So he needed like someone to talk to, like, and something like he just needed like emotional support from people. Something stupid like that.
So when you found that, I'm surprised that you didn't see it as like, you're out to finally get out of this relationship. Cause I would have thought, oh, thank God I can break up with him. And he's not going to be on his fucking knees trying to like beg me to stay in this relationship. So why stay with him? Like, why work it out?
Honestly, I wish that I didn't get back together with him. Cause it was the perfect opportunity to finally get out and like not waste any more time on that. But I didn't want to let anyone in again, like sharing like 2 years of like my life with someone and like telling them everything about me. I didn't want to do that with someone else for it to end the way that it had with him. So I'm like, okay, well, he already knows everything about me. Like, I don't want to do this with someone else and I don't want to get like broken up with a random new person who like knows my story again. So for me, it was more like out of a place of comfort, like just going back to that.
How did people respond to you posting the Tinder thing on your Instagram? Like, did a lot of people go like, oh shit, we saw this coming, or what?
They obviously said I could do much better, which I didn't believe at the time. It was just, I had a lot of support from my friends. So when we did get back together, I didn't tell anyone because I was embarrassed that like I had that support. And then I went back to that. So they all like encouraged me after and said like, good on me for finding out and putting him on blast. So when we did get back together, I kept it really secretive in case it didn't work out. And also because I was embarrassed.
When you went to his mom and she had obviously seen the post about him being on Tinder on your Instagram, and you said that she said that it was like one hurtful post after the next, were you kind of putting him on blast on Instagram, or was she just being a little bit like overdramatic?
I think she was being dramatic because that was the only thing I posted about him. So like I didn't continue it after that. That was the only thing. And she had blocked me right after seeing that too.
So she said, there's his side, your side, and the truth. What do you think she thinks the truth is?
I have no idea. Honestly, I would love to know what those other two sides are. We did fight a lot during the last two, but even then, like, he could have broken up with me, like, if there was like such issues, and we worked through most of the fight. So I don't know what that truth side is.
And his side, I'm assuming, is just her being like, well, I would understand why he would even make a tender. Obviously, if you guys are fighting, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I remember on TikTok, you posted, it wasn't his Tinder profile. You posted like a photo of you guys together.
So that was just a photo that we took in California. It was like one of the only trips we went on. The caption was, this is what happens when you give a nice guy a try, because he had said that he was a nice guy. And at the beginning I had mentioned like, oh, I usually go for like not good people, like people that don't like really treat me good. And he's like, well, I'm not like that. So he assured me that he was like different from other guys. And so the first time I broke up with him and then we got back together, he said like he could really add to my life. So that was where that caption came from, to give you the world. So he was the nice guy who could give me the world, and none of it was actually true.
I think what I've learned from at least the internet, but I mean people in my life too, is that if a guy has to say he's a nice guy, he's probably not a nice guy. Or the fact that maybe just all guys, and this maybe sounds super bitter, are just not nice.
That's exactly right.
Do you regret staying in this relationship as long as you did, or do you feel like you learned something from this whole situation?
I do regret being in it because I was a sophomore in college and I had a job at a nursing home. I was a nursing assistant. So like the hours were really long. I was a student and I had a boyfriend. So like doing all that, my grades didn't do very well. I sacrificed like my good grades. He wouldn't really like it when I would try and bring my homework around him. He kind of just wanted it all to be on like the attention on him. So I did really bad in school during that time. But looking back on it, I learned a lot about what I do want in someone and what I definitely don't, and like the signs of all the red flags that he had. So I learned about myself and what I want, but I do regret being in that relationship for so long.
What have you learned about what you do want? Because I think a lot of people hear that like, oh, you need to give the nice guy a chance. You need to give him a chance. You need to give this guy a chance. And I'm so sick of it because I think there is so much truth to like, if you feel something for someone, then you should lean into that. And if you don't, then like lean out of it. So how are you approaching relationships now, kind of having fallen for that the spark will come, or like you can learn to love someone?
I am never letting the spark just come later on ever again, because I really tried hard with that one. If I don't feel an instant attraction, I'm not going to bother, because then that's just going to be me trying to paint a picture of what that person is, and they're not that. So just finding someone that is very honest about who they are and being actually nice. Like, I don't know, I think you can just tell when someone is like a nice person and when they're trying to put off like a personality that's kind of not who they are. I've felt the chemistry side of relationships, and I've felt like the working side of trying to build up to that. And I think it's easier when you find someone that you have chemistry with, then you get to know each other. And that's kind of where I am more leaning towards. I want to find someone that I have like an attraction to instantly, and then we get to know each other. And if it doesn't work out, then there'll be a new one.
There's always some other guy around the corner. Well, what advice would you give somebody who's kind of feeling the same way, where maybe they're in that relationship where they thought like, oh, I'm doing the right thing by sticking by this really nice guy, and I don't really feel like it's panning out. What would you tell that person that is giving someone a chance that maybe they don't need to give that chance to?
If you feel it already that you have to try and force this person to be like your dream person, it's not worth it at all. And don't waste your time trying to make someone they're not. If they prove to you really early on like what they're capable of doing, believe that and don't waste any more of your time and just try and find anyone else that does not do that.
I love that advice. Find literally anybody else.
Literally.
On Thursday, we have a bonus episode with a relationship expert to talk about the spark in a relationship. Is it important? Is it okay to ignore? Can you grow a spark? How important is it to have that kind of undeniable attraction and feeling to someone when you're in a relationship? So that'll go down on Thursday. And don't forget, this weekend is the Breakup Breakdown Live podcast event. Again, you can get tickets in the episode description. I'll see you whenever you decide to tune in next.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.